In Kabul, a man grows more resentful of Mullah Omar every day. A family of refugees at the Pakistani border knows America can help them. A Taliban soldier is overcome by fear. All of these people would never have guessed that 1,200 men and women based in North Carolina may have helped plant those ideas in their heads. It's the idea behind psychological operations, or PSYOPs. Mike Pesca of NPR's On the Media visited the Army's only active PSYOPs unit.
The printing press you're hearing has churned out millions of leaflets aimed at a target audience who sometimes literally are targets. A few feet away hangs a sign which pictures a portly man doubled over in laughter next to the words, "You want it when?" But the Dilbert-esque workplace humor is an odd juxtaposition to the importance of what's being printed. A holiday card from the U.S. to the Afghan people celebrating Eid, which falls at the end of Ramadan.
Najibi Afghanistan, Eiditan Mubarak, Ruzeh va Azaitan Kabul, as Tarafi Mardumi Amerika.
Which means?
Which means, the people of Afghanistan, may you have a happy Eid, may your fasting and your food be acceptable. It just means have a nice Eid. It's like Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to them.
David Champagne is a civilian analyst for the 4th PSYOPs group based here at Fort Bragg. With wire-rimmed glasses and a gray suit, he looks like a professor, which he says he'd be if he didn't work for this unit of the U.S. Army Special Operations Command. The Army terms his craft information warfare, what the layman might call propaganda, which, as Group Commander Jim Treadwell notes, doesn't necessarily mean being untruthful.
In my 13 years in psychological operations, I have never produced a product that was false. We may not tell all the truth. We may only tell that part of the truth that focuses on the way that we want to focus the audience's attention, but I've never told a lie.
Wearing fatigues, Treadwell looks like a toughened-up version of the actor William H. Macy. The PSYOPs crest he wears is black, white, and gray, each symbolizing a form of message. White messages are explicitly from America. In this case, leaflets which depict Americans and Afghans hand in hand. The gray on the crest represents messages that America sends anonymously. For instance, radio broadcasts where the announcer doesn't identify himself. The black represents propaganda where the intention is to deceive the recipient into believing that the message was created by someone other than the United States. Commander Treadwell says that while the colors have equal representation in the logo, it's not that way in action.
We don't ordinarily do black propaganda.
Are you doing any black operations in Afghanistan?
If I was, I couldn't tell you about it.
Though effectiveness is hard to gauge in Afghanistan, anecdotal evidence indicates that the PSYOPs produced radio broadcasts, which are beamed from planes circling high above the country, are quite popular because they include music which the Taliban had outlawed. The announcer says that time has come to form a peaceful government in Afghanistan. The Taliban has grown very weak, and the United Nations is strongly urging leaders from all ethnic groups to meet. Civilian experts work under David Champagne to translate the Army's intended message into the local language, primarily Dari and Pashto in Afghanistan. Another linguist will translate it back into English to check for accuracy. Lessons of cross-cultural gaffes are carefully heeded. A PSYOPs official cited the case of the Chevy Nova. When the automaker tried to market the car in Latin America, they learned that Nova is Spanish for won't go. A PSYOPs-produced leaflet in Somalia tried to say United Nations, but wound up saying, to some speakers at least, slave nations. That's why the unit labors to get its language and symbolism right. One leaflet bearing the question, "Who rules the Taliban?" depicts Mullah Omar as a dog on Osama bin Laden's leash. Afghans, having been ruled by outsiders for so long, are wary of Osama bin Laden, explains David Champagne.
In Afghanistan, they're coochie dogs. They guard all the camps. Sort of like American yellow dog, you know, the one from the southern yellow dog. And they keep them outside because dogs are haram. They're not allowed inside people's homes. And, of course, Osama bin Laden is dressed in an Arab outfit. He's not dressed in native clothes. And what we're saying is that Mullah Omar is his dog.
Dr. Champagne's 3 years in the Peace Corps in Afghanistan forged his passion for the country, and he rejects the notion that Afghans have been so brainwashed that they're unreachable.
There is this idea, since they're poor and they're in poverty and they haven't been in school for 5 years, that you've got everyone in the country doesn't have a brain in their head. This is a country that has poetry, it has art, it has literature.
In peacetime as well, PSYOPs are used to support U.S. diplomatic efforts. In Cambodia, they warn about landmines. In Kosovo, they urge Serbs to get out the vote. Members of the PSYOPs force often stay in a country long after other special forces have left. Unlike physical landscapes, the battle terrain of the psychological warrior is never secured.
Mike Pesca reports for the NPR program On the Media, which is produced at WNYC in New York City.